A very good afternoon, Namibia, and welcome to Family Dynamics right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. I am your host, Nafa Happy Juju, here to keep you company from now up until 14:30. Now, today is Family Day. And of course, today, as we observe Family Day, we pause to reflect on one of the most powerful yet overlooked forces in our lives. That is family. And family is not always perfect, it's not always neat, not always easy, but it's often where our first lessons in love, first lessons in conflict, first lessons in forgiveness and resilience begin. So today I want us to look at Family Day by also taking this time to really appreciate our family members, to appreciate our cousins, to appreciate our mom, our dads, our uncles, our siblings, our children, to appreciate. Today is a day to actually be grateful. Today is a day of gratitude and say thank you to your family members. Thank you to that your sister who has been there for you. Might not have done whatsoever that you expected and this might not have been there when you needed them the very most. It was actually a friend who maybe came through, but they have their role to play. And I think we sometimes, most of the time, take our family for granted. We tend to always look at the negative aspects of what they didn't do, of what they didn't do good, of what they didn't do enough. But today is a day, I believe, it's a day to appreciate our family members. Yeah, it's a day to say thank you for being my aunt. Thank you for being my uncle. Thank you for being my mom. Thank you for all the times you came through for me. Even though I sort of like didn't maybe appreciate it then, but today I want to reflect on those moments that you were there for me. You know, all this is what I've come to realize. No matter what things that we go through in our family, they remain our family. We can choose our friends, but we can choose our family members. We can choose who can be our mom, who should be our dad, who should be our sister, who should be our brother, who should be our cousin. We don't choose those things. Of course, we can choose our spouse. We can choose, we can choose so many things, but family are those people that we don't choose, but we also need to appreciate them and not always look at the negative aspect of what they shouldn't have done or what they have done. Maybe a day for that, another day, another discussion, especially when we're going to discuss about forgiveness. As we talk about family dynamics, there's a place also for us to discuss about forgiveness, because of course some families and most families and families have issues. We don't want to shy away from that. But today is a day to just be grateful and say thank you for our family. Now, family in its sense goes beyond blood ties. It includes parents and children, siblings, grandparents, extended relatives, chosen family, caregivers, guardians, and those who have stepped into our lives when we needed support the most. Now, in a world that moves fast and often demands survival over connection, Family Day reminds us to slow down and appreciate those who walk this journey of life with us despite our flaws, despite our mistakes, and despite our shortcomings. Have you noticed that, you know, regardless of the things that you do, regardless of the mistakes you have done, regardless of the shortcomings that you had, you personally as a person, your family is still around. They still stick around. They still stay around. They're still there. They're still your family. And, for many family members, if they hear that you're sick now, you're probably on your deathbed, they're most likely to really come through and would want to visit you and what, unless they're probably unable to. For some, again, it's because perhaps there's already a strained relationship, so makes it difficult for them to come and that kind of stuff, you know. But all in all, our family members are the ones that bury us when we do die. And of course, I always say that flowers are for the living and not for the dead. So now, even for you who has probably an issue with one of your family members, the moment that family member dies, the pain that you feel inside of you is inexplainable. You wish they could come back to life so that you can make amendments, but it's too late. They're dead already, you know. So hence why it's important, before we wait for that day and be lamenting and crying and regretting and trying to buy flowers for the grave, for the dead, instead of actually waiting for that day, why not in this particular moment in time, and maybe in this particular day, then show them love, show them appreciation, tell them that you love them. I have a particular cousin of mine who always make sure I know that she loves me. And I know that she loves me. You know, almost every milestone of mine, she'll be there to comment. She might not be there financially, because she has her own family and has her own kids. And I've come to learn that, early on in life, especially when I had my first job, I realized that, you know, sometimes we look up to people for financial, support, but sometimes they too really need financial support, as much as they have a job, as much as they have other things. But sometimes I realize that the more the money, the more the expenses also, and the more mouths to feed, you know. So this thing of looking at our family members like they never come through for me, they never give me money when I need it, they never do this. The question is also, we turn back as many as you are pointing the finger to the next person. Remember, the three fingers are pointing back to you, you know, they're pointing back to you. So this is a question you want to ask and say, what about you? What about yourself? Do you come through for people, or you are the family member who always wants people to come through for you? Do you yourself come through for other family members? Are you there when you're needed? Are you really there to be a shoulder to cry on? Are you really available for somebody to be going, one of your family members to be going through a heavy something, and think of you first, as before I make this drastic decision, I want to seek counseling and advice from so-so-so cousin. Are you available? Should they even think of doing that? And can they even think of calling you? Are you approachable? Are you kind enough? You know, I think those are some of the questions that I want us to ask today, where before we point fingers to say, you know, okay, now we must appreciate family, but they have not been there for me, da da da, and that kind of stuff. And also really the aspect of finances, I don't want us to fix our eyes on people. Remember, they don't owe us anything. Really, they don't owe us anything. Nobody owes anything. You know, nobody owes you money in this life. You need to work for it. Even as a child, your parents are there for you, but then your parents are not actually supposed to be holding down or pinning down their brother or their sister to say you are responsible for them. Of course, they can make their petitions known to their family, immediate family, and say, I have a child that needs to go to school and I don't have, and stuff like that. But not that they are entitled, you know, because their siblings and their own siblings have their own responsibility of their own children, or have their own responsibility of those they are guarding and stuff like that. So really, that's one aspect that I would want us to get really straight, that, you know, even when our family members come through for us, it's a moment of appreciation. When our family members come through for us when we are sick, it's a moment of appreciation. Remember, this is another human being who's also dealing with their own lifestyle, who has their issues to deal with, who has their finances to take care of, who has their home, who has their goals and their dreams that they ought to take care of. So it's very necessary that we lay the ground to understand that they don't owe us to be there. They are family members, yes. We don't pay them to be our family. We don't pay them for them to bring us juice and fruits and whatsoever at the hospital, whether it's when you as a new mom maybe has given birth, and then your cousins, all of them tend to show up and bring you this and this and that, bring you some gifts, come and make time to actually help you with a newborn. It's not something that we ought to take for granted. It's something that we really, really have to appreciate. And especially when you are sick, you know, family tend to be there to come and help you. Of course, there are people in hospitals who are crying and wishing that their family members were there to take care of them. But for those of us who have experienced this love from our families, you know, this time, that being there of them, we need to not take it for granted, because there are people who are not receiving it, you know. There are people who don't get that attention, who don't get that love, who don't get that energy, who don't get that support. So those who get that support, please be appreciative of your family member, be appreciative of your cousins, be appreciative of your uncles, be appreciative. You know, there's a particular tribe that I've come to notice are very close to each other, and that is the Ovaidoro speaking people. Vaidero people, they are so close to each other. I've noticed that. When one person is sick, when a family member is sick, they tend to all show up at the clinic or at the hospital. Even seven, it's even as many as seven people are bringing one person to the hospital. That's how much of a big deal it is. And it should be like that, y'all. It should be like that. Of course, I'm not saying go and flood the clinic out of love. Some people can wait outside, but it shows that the love and the care that they have for one another is there. And that is wonderful. How much more about weddings when a family member is getting married, especially in the Shuambo culture? I've come to realize, I don't know about other cultures, but let me speak for my own culture that I've come to observe. When there is a Vambo wedding, I've come to realize that family members come through. You're all, the bride and the groom might not have a lot of money, but then at that very last minute or even before that, you see family coming together, making a family meeting and saying, I'm going to be responsible for the cold drinks. The next person is saying, I'm going to be responsible for the salads. I'm going to be responsible for buying the potatoes. And then you get your uncle, maybe two or three of them coming through and saying, I'm going to bring a cow. You know, it's a collective effort. I've noticed that the wedding is not left to the couple themselves, but rather the family really, I've noticed that they really come through for their child. The cousins come through for them. People travel all, you know, from different places to come and attend a family wedding. And is that not appreciative enough? And it's especially for you, maybe who's married or has gone through this process and have seen how your family came through, and some people traveled from even as far as other countries to come and attend your wedding just because it's your wedding. That is appreciation enough. That is appreciation enough. Let's talk about graduation. When you're graduating and your family are happy for you, some may not be there physically, but you see them posting you on their WhatsApp status, you know, just very happy and very proud that, you know, our cousin is also graduating, and they say, yes, we're so happy. We're so proud. You did us proud. And sometimes this person never even gave you $100 when you're going to school. Yes, maybe themselves, they didn't have. And even if they had other priorities to take care of. And you also don't know what problems they've been going through, what challenges they've been fighting, what battles they've been fighting. You know, it's so easy for us to point fingers and say, you're not there for me. But sometimes, did you ask if the person was also going through certain challenges when you were going through your challenges? Because we tend to assume that everybody, other people have it all together and all figured out, and we are the only ones who are going through a lot, you know? We are the only ones going through much. But you, that's being selfish, because this is life. Some people are very vocal about what they're going through. Other people are not so vocal. You know, they keep it to themselves. They tend to keep it to themselves and not actually speak about what they are going through. But that doesn't mean that they're not going through something. So, you know, when you have your families appreciating you, even on their status, to say, we are proud of you and this and that, that is something to definitely be grateful for. How about when you actually get a job? They rejoice with you. You know, your siblings are happy with you because minus one problem, sort of, you don't have to rely on them for finances anymore. If there's gonna be yourself, you're going to be contributing to sending money to your parents, or, you know, helping out when there is a need, you know, stuff like that, which is so very much appreciated, something to appreciate, is something to say thank you. Because the moment one of your family members actually succeeds in life or succeeds, you know, at something, it becomes, as much as you're not directly benefiting, you are indirectly benefiting as well, because they tend to cover some of the issues that needed to be covered, some of the expenses that needed to be covered. And that's something to worthy of applaud, and that's something to be grateful for. So today is a day when we ought to appreciate our family members and be grateful for them being in their lives, and grateful for their lives, and grateful, you know, for that. Today, I think it's a point where I want us to not focus on the shortcomings per se, but rather focus on the good parts. You know, it makes me feel so good when my children are not with me, and especially at this point in time, my children are actually with my family in the north, and they've been going up and down, up and down. You know, my daughter is with my sister and my mom and my other aunties and all that, and my uncles, and yeah, more from my mother's family, from my mother's family side. And then my two sons, wow, sons already is more than one. And then my sons, Well, but then I guess it makes sense because then you add a figure. Sons can be 3, can be 4, can be 5. Okay. Anyway, so now my sons are at their grandfather, at my dad's place, you know? And the nice thing is that I'm back here in the capital city, living my life, as if, you know, when you say like a bachelor, sort of like that, I'm living my life like somebody who doesn't have any kids. I don't have to worry about whether somebody has bathed, whether they've eaten, whether I just know for a fact my kids are well taken care of. And actually yesterday I had an interesting conversation with my daughter. So I was heading home and she was telling me that she went to church. They went to church, I believe, with her grandmother. And she's telling me that, I was actually asking what she wore to church because I was assuming she probably wore, from the dresses that I packed for her in her bag. She was telling me she wore, a colorful dress, a yellow and purple and what and what. It has so many colors that her aunt bought for her, who happens to be my cousin. I was like, is that so? And she's like, yes, you know, but it's not the first time that my cousin buys for my daughter clothes. And it's minus one issue, you know. My cousin buying something for my daughter is minus something that I don't have to do again. You understand? I hope that really makes sense. So when your family comes through and do nice things for your kids, they are doing it for you. And actually, there was a day that I wrote up on my status and say, sometimes you never know how much your siblings love you until you see them loving your children. For real, for real. Like for me, I've come to see my siblings love me through my children. As much as they love me, I tend to see the love even the more when I see them taking care of my children. I remember one time, actually somewhere this year, when my daughter had to go for an operation. That's a story I'll go into detail later on, as I appreciate also those that have been there for me. So I remember that particular time. And then before that, we went to the north. No, they went before me. They went before me, and then I followed afterwards. And my sister took it upon herself that she's gonna bring the children. And my mom too was busy planning on how she's actually going to bring the children back to me. It's the fact that everybody was distinctively thinking about what to do for the kids. You know, traveling requires expenses. But in this aspect, I was out of the equation in terms of expenses. And I was just like, oh Lord, thank you. This is minus transport money that I can use on other aspects of the children that I can use. You know, it's things like this that we should not take for granted. Other people don't get that. Other people don't have that. So when you have your family members really coming through for you, sometimes your uncle is traveling to the north and they ask and say, we are going to travel to the north on Wednesday. We can take your son along. That's minus one expense, you know, minus an expense of transport all on your uncle's shoulder. And remember, a child is going to be eating on their way there. Remember, a child needs to be taken care of. A child needs to be this and this and that, you know? So it's a moment to really reflect, to really appreciate our beloved family members for being there for us. One particular time I actually remember was when the children were in the north, and since they were at our grandparents' house, there was a particular dog in the house, which kids being kids can also be foolish. I've spoken about that before. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And I remember, I don't know if I've spoken about it here, but I remember one day somebody wrote on their Facebook and said, I've come to realize that those two things on the children's head called ears are only there for decoration because they don't listen. I laughed so hard that ears on the children's head is for decoration. So, in terms of being appreciative for our children, really, it's something that goes a long way. So now, this particular time, the kids were at their grandparents' house, and there happens to be a dog over there. So the kids were playing with the dog. They'll play with the dog, and of course, them playing with the dog, there were times when they really somewhat abused the dog, maybe. Let me put it like that, you know. and to a point where the dog also gets annoyed and tired and irritated and ends up maybe scratching them and biting them, you see? So now, unfortunately, all my kids were scratched by the dog. I think one got a bite from the dog. So they needed to go for vaccination. And remember, this is village. Clinic is quite far, a distance of probably an hour to get there, or maybe 45 minutes. I don't know, but it's quite far. And for the kids alone, it's another thing. And remember, they can't be treated by themselves. So there was, since I was staying with my grandparents, and my mom was also at her place, which is, they happens to be maybe not so far, but in maybe so an hour drive as well. Though there was anyone in the house, my uncle, now who had a car, would come and pick up the boys and the girl and take them to the clinic. And she would take them to the nest. And since he has to go and run his errands, you say, okay, here are my kids. Please, they need vaccination. They are coming for the regular vaccination. Here they are. Vaccinate them and, you know, treat them, and I'll come and pick them up after. So since it's a clinic, it's a community clinic, you know, people tend to know each other. And, you know, this is Uncle Who, this is, you know, that type of thing. So he'll leave them there and he will go, and then he'll come and pick them up later. And that nurse or the healthcare worker will then be responsible to ensure that, go and play there, make sure that you don't go out of the yard, that type of thing. That on its own, when I found out that's what was happening, I was very impressed. Now, I happened to have gone to the north myself, and we needed to go somewhere with the children. And my uncle was very concerned to say, nope, you can't go, you can't travel today, you can't travel tomorrow, rather travel the day after, because the children have a scheduled date to go to the clinic for vaccination. I remember, these are my children, but you see how uncle is so involved as an uncle, responsible, you know, he's so responsible to say the children have a vaccination and they have to keep on going for that. You know, I appreciated that so much. So we had to wait the next day after the vaccination, and then we wait. And then again, we went somewhere. And then I still remember after we had come back from where we had gone, because we had gone for some days, quite some days, I remember my uncle actually calling me to remind me about the children's next follow-up day of vaccination. And I remember not checking the health passport. And I think, did I assume or did I calculate out of my head? Later on, I now realized that I miscalculated. My uncle, the day that he was estimating was actually the right day. And only for my uncle to say, you see, that's why I was asking you. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that we need to appreciate our family members. It's not everything that you can do by yourself. You can be even your children's parents, but you can be their mother, you can be their father, but still we need that helping hand from family. You might be sick tomorrow. You might be not available tomorrow. You might travel maybe with work tomorrow. You might relocate to another town with work. And that's where your family comes in to play, a very important part in the lives of your children. So on this particular day, as much as we have our differences with our uncles, with our aunties, and with our cousins, with our moms, with our dads, with our siblings, you know, with our sisters and brothers, it's a point to really appreciate your cousin for being there for you, for being there for your children, for being there for your mom, for being there for your dad. Yeah, for being there even for your mom. You know, sometimes in a family let's say in a group of siblings, there'll be that one person who takes on the responsibility of taking care of you guys, mom, more than others do. And then there will be that one who sends the money. They are probably at work, are not able to get leave. And even if they do get leave, they are not really as good as taking care of the parents physically as the other cousin who might not even have the money. So it's time to appreciate everyone with what they bring to the table, with the qualities they bring to the table. In my own family, we have a particular aunt, an aunt of ours whom we so love, whom my mom them appreciates so much. She might not have the finances, but she lives in the northern part of Namibia. That's where she lives with her children, and that's where her household is. So anytime my grandmother gets sick, she is the first person on the line. She rushes to go and take her to the hospital before even my mom arrives. And that time my mom is actually staying in another town, before my aunt even, you know, and she's always there. She might not have the finances per se, and in most aspects, they'll need to send her money, but it's the fact that she's always available. And I don't think anybody can do the job that she does, the work that she does, the availability that she is available better than others who then sometimes send the finances. So really, really, really today is a day to appreciate that one auntie who might not ever be able to come through for you financially, but is able to come through for you even with advice. With that being said, let's pause right here. Make room for it.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossan Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Buck Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Kileling usala butokwa kwa sichaba sana Namibia sesipila mamu wa sizo. Ye kitemuso ya butokwa kuzwelela likola njimo vundui mezi nipukelezo ya mubu. Muteleze kaswanelo ni kuikabe alingusala butokwa le ni mabasi amina. Vau mpila mbapa ni vona mane chwalo ni mizwale. Mwikambuse kwa kezo ya kulekisa ni kuleka mubu wa sizo. Livaka kilakuri, mubu wa maino mana Namibia ulo wilo kimubuso. Miapsika alumelwa ni hainyani kulekiswa manzila ifika mbaifi. Kuitenga maka ulo ya tekiso ya mubu uo, kuungi waku baka ulo ya kuloba mulao. Mubu wa sichaba wa maino, kaku ya kamulao wa buketa lizuwa wa siri Musa 2002, uhanisa kezo ya chwalo. Zemu kwa naku talimana nizona, hamu itenga matekiso, isi kamulao kizela telila. Kamulao, lifosi likuwa naku lengi wa mastoki sikapa, kutomela tifo ya mashirini. Kustatalisa sizuale sasichava. Kulekisa kapa kuleka mubu wa sizo kukwana kutisa lifapani imizeko mahala sichava. Zemu toba kuziva kizemu. Mubu wa maino kiwaluna kaofela. Mimutu ni mutu utoka kufumana kavelo ya yona. Kubihari tava za mubu zelo wa mulao. Haiva mule muhileri tava zeskani tifazwa za tekiso ya mubu. Mususuweza ni kuelezwa kubihatava ye chwalo kwa kute amina ya sizo. Kachengo, kaka ike mezi kaka vwona za mubu wa sizo, kapa ofisi ya likolo ilivuka ofini mina. Lususuweza hape kukwana kusebeza hamuho, kungere la chwalo ni kukwana kubukeleza mubu wa luna, nilimbule za nyambe, kakweza chwalo. Kwekeza kwa bukamuso. Mubuso hauna kubaka ulo ya sinyehelo ya mubu, zeti swakiri tekiso za mubu kwa mukunda. Muhupule, mubu wa sichava wa maino wa kataleha. Lubu keleze kaswanelo. Luitumezi kwa salisano ya mina. Lingusa la waile sile. Litu sizwe katuso ya mashiringi kuzwelela kwa mubusu wa naha Namibia ni na Germany. Mwaka ulo ya panka ya Germany Development Bank. Kutwalitava kabutungi za butokwa. Mukwane kuzwela kwa office ya libu kaufini mina. Kapa kuikopanya ni mubuleli waliko olanjimo vundui mezi ni pukelezo ya mubu. Fanombolo 061-2087-604. Lipuzwa kaufela zimu na nizona. Mulilu mele kumuoka meli walikolo.
Yeah. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angetashia kengeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushenjife nawa nukumuna oijewa ili nawa ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ile ko berewa bara hetatu natu bari o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Family Dynamics right here on your number one talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. And of course, we're talking about Appreciation Day as much as it's Family Day. I feel like adding, for this time, I want to add Appreciation Day to it, that we ought to appreciate our beloved family members. Now, for many, family has been a source of strength. The person who stood by you when life fell apart, the voice that believed in you when you doubted yourself, the hand that fed, clothed, encouraged, or protected you, even when resources were limited. Now, at the same time, we must acknowledge that family relationships can be complicated. Some families are separated by distance due to work, school, migration, or financial pressures. Others are strained by misunderstandings, unresolved trauma, generational conflict, or unspoken pain. And for some, family may be defined by absence rather than presence. Yet, even in these realities, appreciation becomes a powerful tool for healing. Even for that one particular aunt of yours, you know, I think every family has that one aunt who just, I don't know, everybody tends to look at her and doesn't say anything, whatever they do. You know, that one aunt who tends to just make her own decisions and nobody can get through to her and whatnot. And even if to tone her down to say, auntie, calm down, don't do this and all that. Even that hard auntie, I'm sure there is a particular good role that she plays. You know, sometimes is in being there, sometimes is in also knowing who to connect you to when you need something. Even that particular tough person in the family has their positive sides to give. You know, today I was actually reflecting and seeing, even even the bad things that sometimes we do, even our bad choices, there will be some good thing that will still come out of it. I was just thinking about it, like, I don't think nothing in itself is really so bad, you know, looking at certain situations sometimes, however how bad a situation can be, there must be still some good to it. However hard a situation can be, there must still be some light in it, some good in it. So yeah, even that particular family member was not so good. I tell you a story. Apparently one time there was a particular man in a particular village who always spoke good about people, who always saw good in people, however bad they may be. So now there was a particular man in that community, was a very bad, terrible man, very terrible man, that everybody knew that this man is a terrible man and there was nothing good about him. He never did anything good, never smiled. He was just a very bad person that everybody in the community knew there was nothing good about him. Now, when this particular man died, now this man, this wonderful man in the community who always saw the good in people regardless, was going to attend his funeral. So all eyes of the community members were on him to see what he's going to say. And remember, he was such a wonderful person. He won't tell lies. He was not a liar and he was not an exaggerator. Whatever he says, whatever good he says about a person must be the true good part about that person. So he won't exaggerate, neither would he lie. So as he came to this man's casket and he was standing before him, he looked and observed him in his casket, the bad dead man looked at him and he saw his teeth. And then he said, "Guy, this man had good teeth." So you see, in all aspects, however bad a person may be, there will be something good about them. Now, this particular man identified that this particular man, this bad man, had good teeth. And he complimented that. So, yeah, however bad that particular person may have been labeled to be, there must be some good in them. Now, appreciation matters a lot in families as it strengthens emotional bonds. It reassures people that their efforts are seen and they are valued. Often, family members love each other deeply but fail to express it. That is so true. I know of a particular sister from church. She makes sure she tells people that she loves them. She makes sure she expresses herself to say, "I love you." To another sister, she'll express herself. To her pastor, she will express herself. She's married, thankfully. Otherwise, people will maybe think it's uncommon or, I don't know, weird. But she expresses her love for people. And that is wonderful. Now, family members fail to express themselves and assume that it's already understood that the next person knows that I love them most. Now, over time, the silence can create emotional distance. So showing gratitude within families encourages open communication. It builds emotional safety and trust. It reduces resentment and misunderstanding. It helps families to heal from past wounds, and it creates a culture of respect and empathy. You know, taking that call to just, especially after the holidays, to just appreciate your family and say, "Thank you for taking care of my children. Thank you for," you know, I don't know if I did tell the story. One particular time I was not feeling well, but that was a long time ago when I only had my firstborn son and I was expecting my secondborn son. And at that time, nobody knew. Only me and me and my husband actually knew that. We kept it like that for a good reason. So I was with my family, and I started not feeling so well. And as I was not feeling well, I now had to actually inform my family that this is the situation on ground. And I remember being hospitalized for some time. Not so long, probably 2-3 days. And fortunately, when I came back, I saw my cousin, who was younger than me, way younger than me, taking care of my son, making sure that he's bathed, making sure that he is eating. I just needed to care about getting better myself. Now, it's things like that that make you realize that, oh wow, people really do care about you. People really do, people are really concerned about you, and that which concerneth you as well. They care and they will want to be involved. That on its own is beautiful, and it's something to appreciate, to be appreciative about. That particular cousin of yours that came through when you really needed them, when you had a newborn child, and they came over to your place and cleaned up your place, helped pack things properly, mop the house. You know, there's one thing that I always try to emphasize, and especially the time when I didn't have finances, when things were quite tough back then, I made a deliberate decision to say, I'm going to be there for my friends when they need me. When I can go to their place, help them clean up their place, help them pack up their things, and all that kind of stuff. I may not have the finances, but I have the energy. I have the strength to be able to be there for them. And that on its own is something to applaud, you know, something to really be grateful for. So for you, if that has been done for you, then it's time to really be grateful. You know, it's not always about money. It isn't always about money. And it's not always that money will be required. You know, sometimes one can have the money, but they need somebody that they can trust to be able to enter into their bedroom, go into that particular closet and clean up or remove this and that, because yourself, you are too weak to be able to do that. So it's things like that that we really have to look at and appreciate. Now, importantly, appreciation does not mean ignoring harm or pretending that everything is okay. No. Rather, it means acknowledging effort, acknowledging growth, acknowledging sacrifice, and acknowledging presence, even when relationships are imperfect. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you can only appreciate those ones who have been really, who are trying, or there's been no misunderstandings with you and them. There's been no, you know, some sort of hindrance or some sort of, no, it doesn't mean that. So it's about really acknowledging effort and growth. It's about acknowledging effort and acknowledging the sacrifice that have been put there, about acknowledging the presence, even the relationships themselves being imperfect. It's about acknowledging and appreciating and just being very grateful for your people being there for you. It's about also, since I spoke about family dynamics, and me talking about family incorporates as well your friends, your close family members. It's also appreciating them for being in your life, appreciating them for their love, appreciating them for, you know, their presence. It's about that as well. So today, let's look at that. Now, there are particular ways that families can show gratitude to one another. And let's get into those particular discussions of some meaningful ways, yet very simple ways to actually be grateful for each other. One can be words of affirmation, saying thank you, I see you, I appreciate what you do. You know, carry immense emotional weight. Sometimes healing begins with honest words. Yeah, just that one phone call, that one text message. Thank you for having been there for me when I really needed you most. Thank you for taking care of my kids when I was hospitalized. Thank you for looking after mom when I couldn't travel and leave school to come and be the one to take care of her. Thank you for being there for my wife when she gave birth. Thank you. You know, it's those thank you words. It's those, I see you. I see the effort that you're doing over our family. Something that is actually coming to my mind is also appreciating our spouse. You know, for those of you who are married, appreciating your spouse and saying, thank you for being a wonderful husband. Yes, you may have your shortcomings, but I'm grateful for this and this and that that you do. Thank you for being a wonderful wife, for always cooking for the children, for always waking up the children, for taking the children to school, for reassuring our daughter when she was going through this and that, you know. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, it's really those words that go a long way. And sometimes if there are some wounds that need to start healing, if there were some hurts that were spoken, that sometimes that could be the beginning of a healing journey, because you are being honest. And then quality time. Spending intentional time together, even on this wonderful day of Family Day. And we still have New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and sharing a meal, talking without distractions. I think, let me emphasize on that, speaking without distractions. One time I went to visit my cousin and she was just in her phone. I felt disrespected. And it was a couple of years ago, actually. When phones were just coming into, not really coming into effect, but when phones were now starting to steal people, it was early in its stages of the phone, you know, really taking up people's time, that you will have someone right in front of you and you just be on your phone. So spending intentional time together, sharing a meal, talking without those distractions, laughing or remembering old stories, reinforces connection. You know, coming together as a family, as adults, telling the young ones those stories of the past, how your mom, the other time, gave you a nice hiding, a nice beating for the, maybe you people ate up sugar or, you know, that kind of thing. It makes the kids laugh. It makes the kids, reflect and compare to what was being done then to what is being done now. And then acts of service. Helping with the chores, even this festive season when there's going to be, as much as there's beautiful, heavy meals to cook, there's also then heavy dishes that need to be done. So helping with the chores, for me personally, when I do attend a family event, I prefer doing the chores over cooking. I'm not really a big fan of cooking for a lot of people. I'm more confident when I'm cooking for my family, which is not a lot of people, because then I feel like I have more control over the situation. When I'm cooking bigger meals, I feel like I don't have much control of how it really turns out. For some people, really, that's their thing. But for me, I'm more of, let me cook small meals for my family. So in that regard, I wouldn't want to just be idle and do nothing. I'd rather help with the chores. I'd rather help the cook. Do you need me to peel the potatoes? That I can do. Do you need me to be checking the potatoes as they are boiling? That I can do. Do you want me to cut and grind the carrots? I can do that. Do you want me to wash the dishes? You know, do you want me to be your errand person? So really, it's about also you finding your balance and finding where you can thrive better and then be yet supportive, so that you're not seen as just expecting to eat some very good food and yet not playing your part. So also supporting a family member during a tough time or showing up when needed communicates love beyond words. Hence, it's very important when your loved one is in the hospital that you call them, that you check up on them. And even this time of the festive season, we still have some people who are in hospital. So if you can be deliberate to say, as we are cooking the salad, we're going to take out some meat, some salad, some cold drink, and maybe the three or the four of us will go and visit our family member at the hospital, so that they just don't feel loved, and feel appreciated. That is, that goes a long way. Also listening without judgment, you know, sometimes people really just want, us to listen. They just, and you know, sometimes a person can be talking to you, but they're not seeking for advice. They're just listening for a listening ear. Maybe they've already decided, made up their mind on what they are going to do. And sometimes they'll be vocal to tell you that this is what I'm going to do. So listening to them without, jumping to conclusion and being judgmental, and just because it doesn't align with you, you can give your counsel and advice in a very respectful manner. But then again, it's very necessary to listen without judging the next person and jumping out to conclusion, and rather also allowing time for them to digest, in regards to their decisions and their thoughts. And yeah, so allow that family member to express themselves freely without interrupting them or criticizing them, and, show them some respect and care. Just show them that you love, that you do love them, that you do appreciate them, that you do acknowledge, their, what they're going through and their decisions. Just being there, you know. There are really times when a person is going through a lot and all they need is a listening ear. And also that listening ear for them to just, not necessarily for their feedback, not necessarily, you know, for what they have to say or what they think about the situation. Because at the end of the day, you need to weigh the balance. And now it's about that person who's telling you what they are telling you, and most times or sometimes they're just looking for your ears. Forgiveness and patience. Now, families grow stronger when they allow space for mistakes, for growth, and second chances. Yeah. You need to be patient with your family. That is one thing I have learned, and it's one thing that I'm still myself looking into, to growing into and praying myself into, you know, to allow for other people's mistakes, to overlook mistakes, to not get so caught up in identifying the next person's mistakes. Sometimes that family member knows that they've made a particular mistake, and they don't need you. They don't need you to bash them, you know. They just need you to listen to them, to hear them, to be patient with them, to be understanding. For instance, let's make a very beautiful example. I know of a lady. Actually, I have two stories. I know of a friend who, now I think she's heading into her 40s. Yes, she'll be heading into her 40s. Got married about 3 years ago, probably 2 years ago, and has a daughter now with her husband. But she, her first child should be about 23 or so, 25 by now. No, maybe 24, 20, yeah, probably 24, somewhere there and below. And she had her first child when she was 16. Let's see, 16 plus 24, 0, 1, 40, yeah. So she had her child when she was 16. She got pregnant when she was 16, and she's her mother's firstborn child. No, she's not the firstborn child. Sorry, pardon me. And so her mom was very disappointed with her. Her punishment that the mother gave her was that you are going to breastfeed this child for 3 years. So this big boy, even at the age, imagine breastfeeding a child for 3 years. Two is already, yeah. So for 3 years, she needed to breastfeed that child. Her mother said, you will breastfeed this boy for 3 years so you can learn your lesson. So the boy sometimes would go and play with the neighbors and come back and say, mommy, milk, you know, and she had to. So it taught her a very big lesson to ensure that she will make sure that never again, she's not getting a child before marriage again. It really gave her a lesson for life. I remember when she was telling me the story and I was laughing about it. Now, to one person, that would be abuse. To them, it would look like abuse. This mother abused the child. But she really went on to ensure that that mistake doesn't repeat itself again, until she got married and she had her second child in marriage, who now I think happens to be either a year or 2 years. So when things like this happened as a parent, and unfortunately your 16-year-old gets pregnant, yes, it's embarrassing for you. People will be wondering, how have you been grooming your child? You know how we always tend to blame the parents for the children's mistakes. Sometimes, yes, could be your fault. You didn't sit down with your child and what. But then again, can be that you played your part, tried everything that you can do, spoken to your child and about this, about sex, the issue. But still, you know, we're human beings. And as much as we can blame other people, we also have to take responsibility for our actions. Now, something like that happens, as much as you'll be scared of what family will say, it is also a time to overlook. To overlook, allow for mistakes. What can we do now? She's already pregnant. Your teenage daughter is already pregnant. However shameful that may be, it's time to just forgive her for that mistake, because I guess it requires also that you forgive her for whatever you felt like, maybe humiliation that will come your way. And the worst part, you're even the pastor and your daughter is now pregnant. The embarrassment that comes with it. It's time to really be patient with your family. You know, sometimes decisions come that have been made by people that tend to affect us also. But it's in this moment where second chances is required, growth is required, patience is required, overlooking is also required. So it's a time for forgiveness and patience and being deliberate about it. Honoring differences as well is one simple yet meaningful way to show appreciation to our loved ones. Now, appreciating family means accepting differences in opinions, differences in political affiliation, differences in personalities. We are not the same. Differences in identities and life choices without withdrawing love. Yeah. You know, the next person might have their own choices that they have that they have made. And you might not really be forthcoming with their choices. But that doesn't mean that you should hate them. That doesn't mean that you should bash on them, disrespect them. That doesn't mean that. You can still be vocal. I keep saying, you can be vocal about how you feel about something towards the next person, and still love the next person. It's their choices at the end of the day, you know. We can't force people to go the way that we went. We can only direct them and show them love. So that's another important aspect that we need to look at. Some choices that our family members take is not choices that we are proud of. Even you yourself, there are choices that you took that perhaps your family members were not proud of. Sometimes it can be perhaps your sister is a medical doctor and now all of a sudden she says she's going to get married to somebody of course who maybe is not per se at the same level of, you know, her qualifications or whatever. But this is the person that she loves. You know, you can tell her to go and marry a medical doctor, an engineer, or I don't know. And she'll come back home because of issues and difficulties in her marriage. But has she married that person who maybe doesn't even have any some sort of qualifications that can even come close to comparing with her? But there's a reason why she chose that. Now, the moment you insist, this person goes on to be with their person and grows resentment towards you. So you accepting your family members' choices is another meaningful way of appreciating them. It's an indirect way of showing them love. Or another simple yet example is, as we are living in this world which is evolving, you know, connecting, we are being connected to one another. For instance, you find that your sister is getting married to someone of a completely different nation, you know, a native, you know, someone of a, from a different country, someone of a different tribe, someone of a different, it's just someone completely different from what they have become used to, from what, you know, is known or normal. Let me say, you know, someone who's not of your tribe, someone of, you know, and the moment you start fighting them and saying, no, you can't marry out of our clan, you can't marry out of our tribe, out of our whatever, you now create a bridge between you and that particular family member, which could have been avoided. So accepting your loved one with their choices becomes an opportunity to appreciate them and show them that you do love them. But anyway, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge leo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi todae njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okwene ushendi finawa nukumuna oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe ibali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. You are still tuned in to Family Dynamics right here on Eagle FM. Now, of course, let me open the studio line for you to come through and air opinions and contributions, or perhaps ask questions. 0832-888-401 is the number in studio. Now, we're talking about Family Day Appreciation Day. It's a call for reflection as well. Now, Family Day is not about perfection, of course. It is about presence. It's about choosing appreciation over silence, empathy over assumption, and love over pride. Empathy over assumption. You know, there are some things that we, assumptions that we make regarding our families that, you know, the next person doesn't even know that it's, that's what you think of them or think or whatsoever. So at this point in time, it's also time to, think of empathy over assumptions and really think of love over pride. You know, that pride that sometimes we have to say, I'm not going to talk to the person. I'm not going to do this. And it's just out of pride. It shouldn't be so, because at the end of the day, it is tomorrow that you regret this pride and wish that you had shown love to your loved ones. Now, today, of course, we invite you to speak on your own family member and speak about when last you actually thanked a family member and whom among your family members need assurance and have you provided it for them, you know? And how can you also show appreciation beyond words, you know, being deliberate rather in your actions, where you are deliberate in your actions and gentle, you're being gentle yet firm in certain conversations that require firmness and that kind of stuff. So on this Family Day invites us into a gentle but very necessary conversation about connection, about responsibility, about healing and gratitude. Now, in our daily hustle, chasing survival, chasing success, education and employment, as well as also stability, you know, family often becomes the space we rely on the most, yet acknowledge the least. You know, the other day I had my sister telling my other big sister who stays in the north, because she has a child who's now probably making a year. No, he's going to make a year in February or January, right about that time. So my sister's mom passed away. We share the same dad. Her mom died some time ago. And so she now has to go for practicals come next year, March, somewhere around about that time. She has to go do her school practicals, and she's going to have to be very far from home. And so she needs somebody to take care of her daughter. And I'm out of the equation at that point, because I have to come to work and all that kind of stuff. And the child needs somebody, not just daycare, but needs really a full-time person. So now I overheard my sister actually was telling my big sister that she's thinking of taking the child to her, because my big sister has her own home, husband and children, and also a nanny in the house who can then be able to look after the child. And my big sister was like, of course, you know, and it makes you realize something. Normally, if my sister did not have a child, she would never have to even reach out to my big sister and say, and even initiate something like that. But because now there's another person involved who happens to be her child and happens to be my big sister's niece, it's things like that that sometimes strengthen the bond. And it's things like that that makes a person realize that, wait, hold on. My family is very important. No, family are very important people in my life. I can rely on them. And and sometimes the situations like that where you don't look to your friend, you rather look to a family member, to a close loved one. Family is where many of us also learn how to love and learn how to argue as well. And especially when you're coming from a family where resolving conflict is something a hard thing. It is something that would stay with you for a long time until you realize that, no, wait, I don't want to be resolving conflict in this type of manner. For some, they tend to be physical and that type of stuff. So you also learn how to it's where how you learn how to forgive. For some, it's grudges and that kind of stuff. And that becomes such a bad thing. But if you come from a family where forgiveness is quite something that is emphasized and spoken about, then it becomes easy for them to also forgive. And also how to survive disappointment. For some family, they see how the family becomes very despondent because of a particular disappointment. And then again, for other family members, they see how when one is despondent, the family tends to come in and encourage them, you know, and so they grow up with that and do same for others. It is also where generational patterns, both healthy and harmful patterns, are passed on. Now, on this particular day of Family Day, we are not only celebrating families that function well, but also recognizing families that are still learning, still healing, and still trying. So, society often presents an idealized version of a family: united, peaceful, financially stable, emotionally available. However, the reality for many is far more complex. Families separated by circumstances and single parent households, juggling multiple roles, child-headed households carrying adult responsibilities, families affected by poverty, by unemployment, by illness, by addiction or loss, families navigating identity, you know, generational and cultural differences, sexual differences or sexuality. Now, Family Day allows us to acknowledge that love can exist even in broken systems, and that appreciation is not about pretending everything is perfect, but about recognizing effort, sacrifice and endurance. It's time to really recognize the effort of the next person. So appreciation is more than politeness. It is emotional recognition. Now, many family conflicts stem not from lack of love, but from feeling unseen, from feeling unheard, from feeling taken for granted. Now, appreciation is practiced consistently being appreciative. When parents feel affirmed rather than exhausted, you know, you reaffirm your parent and become grateful for them being there. When the child is made to feel valued rather than controlled, when elders feel respected rather than discarded, when siblings feel supported rather than compared. Gratitude creates room for emotional repair, and especially in families where apologies are rare or vulnerability is difficult. There are some families where you can't be vulnerable. It's nobody will even pay attention to that, which is not nice. But then again, you have to be realistic with yourself, you know. Speaking about, I was reflecting on how in the very beginning of this year, my little girl had to go for an operation. And I remember how my mom was just there for me. Not just my mom, my sister, my cousins. I remember the hospital bed being filled with so many people. Hi, that was the time when I was eating nice food. For real. I looked at it and I was like telling, I remember making a really foolish joke to my family and saying, okay, after this, next week, next month, me, I'll be coming to just the hospital and just ask them to sort of like give me a bed to lie there so my family members come and visit me and bring me nice food. So it was a moment of, you know, I love dunk wings. And then if my friend brought dunk wings, my mom bought chips and many other things. And oh, I still remember that time. And this cousin brought this one brought that, you know, it was really a time of instead of it being a time of sorrow, because my little girl had to go for operation, it became a family thing. And it's almost like as if we came to reunite. You know, it was like a reunion within the hospital itself. It was a time when my mom had gone with my sister for a graduation somewhere, and they had to come. And so my sister had enough leave days. She left where she normally works and came to the city. And then my other cousin was coming from the UK. She had just come from the UK. It just happened to be at that particular moment in time that the family came in one particular day. I think it was 7 people that showed up that day. And I was really, I felt the love, you know, that everybody was pouring out to my little girl. It was a whole big deal for them. It was a whole big deal. And so I look back at that and I say, wow, you know, family is family. I'm telling you, you may have your differences, but when situations become really unbearable, they come through for you. And then I don't want to overlook chronic illness, where family members, some particular families have experienced chronic illness and their own family members begin to desert them. So I really want to render my apologies and I'm sorry to you for the fact that you had to go through that. And sometimes when we make some introspection, we begin to realize that sometimes it wasn't easy for some family members, especially take up the role of a caregiver. They didn't get any training about it. It became maybe most emotionally and physically draining, not because they hate you, but rather because themselves, they don't quite understand or they couldn't really keep up. In that aspect, I think I would just want to say, sorry to those who have gone through something like that. But don't be discouraged. Don't despair. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing that something good will come through for you still in that aspect. So shortcomings and mistakes and shared humanity in this regard is that Family Day also reminds us that everyone is imperfect. Parents make mistakes, children rebel, siblings hurt one another, guardians struggle, caregivers get overwhelmed. Now, appreciation does not erase harm, but it can open pathways for accountability. It can encourage conversations about growth. It can reduce cycles of blame and silence, and also foster emotional maturity across generations. At the end of the day, we need to acknowledge someone's effort, even when outcomes fall short, because it's often the first step toward mutual understanding. So really, as much as there are shortcomings, shortfalls, it's necessary to acknowledge their efforts in the first place. Now, gratitude, on the other hand, does not need money or grand gestures or huge gestures, especially in the context where finances are strained. Appreciation, still, you know, that appreciation can also mean you as a person. Like for instance, I'm very good at giving massages, whether it's foot massage, you know, stuff like that. So for me, especially if I have the time, I can, reach out to my family when they say they are exhausted, they are tired. I can always offer a foot massage, you know. And sometimes appreciation can mean checking in emotionally, not just practically or physically, but checking in emotionally. Defending a family member also in their absence can also be seen as appreciation. And respecting their boundaries can be seen as appreciation. Allowing them to rest, especially for caregivers, I want to emphasize that, can also be appreciation, especially when you have maybe your parent who has a caregiver. At this particular time of the festive season, of this holiday, it'll be nice. it would be nice to tell them that, to give them time off and come through for them. Let them also spend time to themselves or to their family, with their family and their loved ones, and you coming through for them so that they can rest and rejuvenate. You know, you are better able to do the work when you have rested. Now, letting go of pride to make the first call or send the first message is also another beautiful step of doing practical appreciation. Now, the small acts create emotional safety, which many families desperately need. Emotional safety. It is also important to acknowledge that not everyone finds safety within their biological family. Yeah. For some, family is formed through friendship, through community, through faith spaces, through support groups or mentors. Family Day is inclusive of chosen families, of guardians who stepped in, of neighbors who became caregivers, of friends who became siblings, and communities that offered protection when families could not. Appreciation extends to everyone who has provided love, provided guidance, or shelter. Yes. That particular person who offered you shelter when you really needed a place to stay, when you couldn't afford your rent anymore, couldn't afford your mortgage anymore, and they offered you their backyard flat for free, or that you should just contribute water and electricity, or they offered you their garage so they can park their car outside for you and your family to take up that space. That too. So, today also offers a moment to reflect across generations, elders who carried families through hardship, parents balancing tradition with change, young people navigating new realities and expectations. So bridging generational gaps requires listening, requires patience, requires mutual respect, and appreciation is often the bridge for that. Yeah. It's often the bridge of feeling that generational gap, listening to our elders. They just want to be listened to and respected. And sometimes they ask you to do certain things for them. Wash their clothes. I remember my grandfather when I was still alive, the one thing that if you go and visit, he would appreciate you to do for them, and my grandmother too, is to wash their clothes. And my grandmother, on the other hand, loves sweets so much, you know. She loves sweets so much that when I was baking cookies for my mom, my son was telling me that grandmother loves sweets, and I didn't buy her sweets. I didn't go when I was in the shops. I forgot to buy grandmother's sweets, and he was reminding me of how grandmother loves sweets, and she loves sweets. I don't know why my grandmother really loves sweets. She has become a sweet tooth person, which she wasn't when she was, let me not say when she was young, but let me say when she was not as old as she is now. So with our own parents, they also at this point want the young people to be home. Now, since it's Family Day, if you are the type of person who this festive season have been up and down with your friends, going away and hanging out with your friends, deliberately make this Family Day a day to be at home, so that, you know, sometimes appreciation goes a long way. It's not just about the gestures or the things that we say or the things that we do for them, but it goes a long way by just being there. They want you home. They want you available, even in your room, so that they can call you and have lunch with everyone else. As much as we are spending time with our families too, let's also spend time with our loved ones. Let's also spend deliberate time with our loved ones at home. Let's ensure that, okay, today I'll stay home with my family today. And if you are distant from your family, maybe you're still at work or still at the city and the family has gone on to the village, it does no harm in actually calling, you know, and calling your family. And I'm noticing how, but this I've come to notice over time, how during the festive season, you know, the city becomes so quiet. Everybody has traveled to the north, traveled to the south, traveled to the east, traveled to the west. And also when we do travel back, ensure that you drive safely. Ensure that you drive very safely on the road. Be cautious. Don't speed. At the end of the day, your family wants you back alive, you know. Spend time with your loved ones and give them all the love that they need as if it's going to be your last. Because, you know, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. It's not promised to anyone. Things can change in a blink of an eye. You're just together. This, and the reality is that for some families, this could be the last Christmas you're going to spend together, you know. This may be the last Christmas you're going to spend together along, we don't know what the year holds for us, you know. So it's time to really love each other, appreciate each other, be grateful for each other. Lay aside those grudges, those hurts, those shortcomings, you know, those pains. And rather let's focus on loving one another, forgiving one another. Forgiveness is a topic on its own on another day right here on Family Dynamics. Now, with that being said, we have now come to the conclusion of our beautiful conversation right here. So I sure hope that you enjoy this family day and appreciate your loved ones and be there for them. From me and Dafa, Happy Juju, it is goodbye. Have yourself a wonderful family day. Make sure to spread the love.